GOP blasts Biden's unconscionable UN vote abstention on Gaza. By Joshua Klein on March 25, 2024. Democrat President Joe Biden is destroying U.S. credibility with our allies and turning our back on Israel. According to Republican officials, who are blasting the anti-Israel president's unconscionable decision to have the United States abstain from a vote on the UN Security Council's first ceasefire demand in Gaza, in a move that further increased tensions between the Biden administration and Israel. The decision on Monday led to Israel canceling a high-level visit to Washington, evidencing the deepest rift since the war's start, as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu accused the president of retreating from a principled stance. In response, Republican members slammed the shocking betrayal of Israel by the Biden administration, describing it as both disgusting and cowardly. Immediately after 10/7, President Biden defended Israel. But it was just words from a failed politician, wrote Senator Tom Cotton, RR. After a few bad polls, he has decided to throw Israel under the bus. It's disgraceful that Biden's entire electoral strategy relies on his Department of Justice prosecuting Donald Trump, he added in another post. More befitting of a banana republic than America. President Biden's lack of leadership and inaction at the UN are a disgrace, wrote Senator Tim Scott, RSC. Instead of standing shoulder to shoulder with our great ally, the Biden administration has undermined Israel and emboldened Hamas terrorists at every turn. Israel is America's greatest ally. The nation was attacked by evil Hamas terrorists, who still refuse to release over 100 hostages, wrote House Chief Deputy Whip Representative Guy Rees-Kentheler, RPA. Turning our back on Israel is disgraceful, he added. Today, the Biden administration facilitated the passage of pro-Hamas United Nations resolution, wrote Senator Ted Cruz, RTX. I am calling on the administration officials, including and especially State Department officials, to reverse these reckless and catastrophic policies. I will continue to hold them accountable until they do, he added. The failure to veto the UN Security Council call for ceasefire by Israel, and instead abstain, is unconscionable, wrote Senator Chip Roy, RTX. Why did the Ed House GOP just vote to fund the UN and Biden? Dunno, asked the Wall Street Journal. I'm sure they can explain it, he added. The more I think about this, the more outrageous this becomes. Both the indefensible and cowardly abstention decision by the U.S., Biden, and the absurdity that Congress just gave this anti-American, anti-Israel organization, UN, more money, he added in another post. Shameful. Today, in a shocking betrayal, the Biden admin refused to veto a UN vote demanding an end to fighting in Gaza, wrote Congressman Byron Donalds, RFL. Reminder, Hamas terrorists slaughtered thousands of innocents, committed heinous war crimes, and are still doing so to this day. Israel has every right to defend itself, he added. Outrageous that the Biden administration refused to stand with our ally Israel and to veto this extremely biased resolution in the UN Security Council, wrote Senator Bill Hagerty, RTN. I unequivocally stand with Israel and support its right to defend itself. It's been 8 days since Biden mentioned the hostages, which include Americans, that have been held by Hamas for 171 days, wrote Senator Rick Scott, RFL. Instead, he's abandoning Israel at the UN to appease the radical left and get votes from Hamas sympathizers. It's disgusting and cowardly, he added. Disgraceful. Joe Biden is siding with terrorists, abandoning Israel and the hostages in Gaza and destroying U.S. credibility with our allies, wrote Representative Jim Banks, RN. Most anti-Israel president of my lifetime, he added. The Biden administration continues to undermine our closest ally in the Middle East, wrote Senator Ted Budd, RNC. Hamas must immediately release all hostages and surrender, or be destroyed, he added. That should be the position of the United States. It's shameful that the U.S. allowed the UN's resolution to pass, rather than vetoing it, wrote Representative French Hill, RR. The Biden admin failed to stand with Israel today at a time where we must show unwavering support for our strongest Middle East ally. The change in position by POTUS is a disgrace, wrote Rep. Mike Lawler, RNY. He is putting Democrat Party politics and electoral votes above U.S. foreign policy interests and the safety and security of Israel. Since the October 7 attack, my position has been clear. In order for there to be a ceasefire, Hamas must surrender and safely return all hostages. Full stop, he added. The administration's cowardly actions today undermine American diplomacy and our standing as leader of the free world. Joe Biden is more concerned about his political future than backing our greatest ally, Israel, in its fight for survival, wrote Republican Study Committee Chairman Kevin Hern, ROK. Utterly appalling that Biden allowed this resolution, which fails to condemn Hamas, to pass, wrote Representative Dan Bishop, RNC. He's pandering for the votes of fringe political extremists and those who cover for the actions of terrorists. The Biden administration turned its back on Israel today at the UN, wrote Representative Don Bacon, RNE. Demanding a ceasefire from Israel while Hamas continues to hold over 100 hostages, including 5 Americans, is repugnant. Hamas attacked Israel on October 7 and killed 1,200 innocent people, he added. Hamas is a dangerous threat that Israel has every right to destroy. The Biden administration is a disgrace, wrote House Homeland Chairman Representative Mark Green, RTN. Throwing Israel under the bus like this is utter cowardice. Disgusted, the Biden administration refused to veto today's shameful anti-Israel United Nations resolution, wrote Senator Pete Ricketts, RNE. Hamas is an evil terrorist organization and Israel is doing the right thing working to destroy them. By not opposing today's UNSC resolution, the Biden admin has empowered Hamas terrorists as they shamefully obstruct negotiations to free the hostages, wrote House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Michael McCaul, RTX. Instead, they should have kept continued pressure on Hamas to agree to freeing hostages and a short-term ceasefire. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.